Welcome to Supermarket Spotlight, the go-to podcast for all your grocery industry updates. I'm your host, bringing you news straight from the aisles to your ears. In today's episode, we'll examine the ever-evolving landscape of the supermarket world. From Amazon's continued steps in the grocery sector, to Whole Foods' innovative small format stores, and the behaviors of Gen Z shoppers that could impact food retail. We'll also look at the steady online grocery sales figures, the creation of the global venture capital fund, W23, and Maison Solutions expansion. Plus, we explore Illinois' fight against food deserts. Buckle up as we navigate through these updates that are shaping the way we shop. This week, Andy Jassy, president and CEO of Amazon, discussed the company's ambitious grocery business during his annual letter to shareholders. Amazon, already a retail giant, is eyeing growth and transformation in the grocery landscape, employing a two-pronged strategy that hinges on technology innovation and a holistic approach to health and wellness. Jassy underscored the company's pursuit of simultaneous paths to grocery elevation. With 58 same-day fulfillment facilities at Amazon's disposal, there's a blueprint being sketched, one that marries the convenience of online shopping with the immediacy of physical stores. These facilities, which primarily manage top-selling items, are set to bridge gaps in the grocery shopping experience. Envision a future where alongside your standard Amazon order, you could seamlessly add in milk, eggs, or any perishable goods and receive them the same day. Moreover, Jassy didn't shy away from teasing us about some sky-high ambitions, quite literally. Amazon's Prime Air delivery drones are making strides towards becoming operational, casting a vision for the delivery of packages in under an hour. Another frontier Amazon is firmly setting its sights on is the merging of groceries and healthcare. As consumers increasingly seek options to bolster their health and wellness, Amazon, through its Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh outlets, is poised to unlock opportunities with its grocery foundations. The marriage of cutting-edge AI technologies and a vigilant approach to pricing to cater to the budget-conscious customer is a top focus. It's a moment of transformative change, laden with opportunities to enhance customer life, and Amazon is eager to invent and shape what lies ahead in the bustling aisles of the grocery domain. Whole Foods Market is once again on the cusp of innovation by unveiling plans for their new concept, Whole Foods Market Daily Shop. The company is aiming to cater to the fast-paced urban lifestyle with smaller, more efficient stores. Set to make a splash in the bustling streets of New York City later this year, the first Daily Shop location will mark the beginning of a rollout that's slated to expand into other major cities like Boston, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. These stores are designed to serve up a more streamlined experience, focusing on providing ready-to-eat meals and everyday essentials in a fraction of the space of traditional stores. Let's move over an aisle to a FMI reports that Gen Z are truly digital natives, and their approach to grocery shopping reflects that. These young adults are now making their mark on the food retail industry, and recent studies, such as the Power of Meat, Seafood, and Produce reports, provide us with fresh insights into their unique shopping patterns. When it comes to meal inspiration, Gen Z doesn't reach for cookbooks or rely purely on tradition. Instead, they turn to social media platforms. TikTok, in particular, has become a hub of culinary creativity for them, with nearly half of Gen Z using the app to decide what to cook, a staggering leap from the mere 12% of Gen X who do the same. This trend is echoed across other platforms too, where visual and easily consumable content reigns supreme. For seafood, the numbers are telling, with YouTube, Instagram, and even Pinterest being go-to sources for inspiration. But inspiration is just the start. The actual preparation of meals sees Gen Z spending an average of 24 minutes on cooking a weekday dinner, which is less time than the overall average of 32 minutes. And yet, this generation is growing more confident in the kitchen, particularly in cooking seafood, with a significant portion reporting increased comfort with preparing these dishes. Their purchasing habits also set them apart. Gen Z is more likely to purchase produce in bulk and opt for larger family packs of meat and poultry, aligning possibly with both their budget consciousness and a desire for convenience. The Power of Produce reports a notable uptick in Gen Z shoppers buying more loose or bulk produce as opposed to prepackaged options. Shopping differences among generations are undoubtedly vast and complex. Gen Z value speed, efficiency, and having a direct connection with their food. One click, one post, and one meal at a time. In the era of click-and-mortar retail, the landscape of online grocery shopping is continuously evolving. March's numbers have spoken. online grocery sales hit $8 billion, mirroring last year's figures. This plateau in sales, highlighted by the BrickMeat's Click Mercatus Grocery Shopper Survey, demonstrates a stabilization post the frenetic growth spurred by the pandemic's onset. In comparison to March of 2020, sales have climbed a significant 23%, underpinning the staying power of online grocery shopping as a fixture in the consumer landscape. A discernible shift has occurred in how customers prefer to receive their orders. It's pickup versus delivery in a close race, with pickup commandeering 43% of online sales, a marked increase from pre-pandemic standings. Meanwhile, delivery swoops in with 39% of sales, indicating that expedience and convenience remain key drivers in consumer preference. Heading down the venture capital aisle, W23 Global Venture Capital Fund is a collaboration between five heavy hitters in the grocery industry: Ahold, Tesco, Woolworths, Sobeys, and ShopRite. Jointly, these titans have set their sights beyond mere competition to a future enhanced by technology and sustainability. W23's mission is clear: to curate and invest a substantial $125 million over the next 5 years into startups and scale-ups with the potential to revolutionize the shopping experience for customers everywhere and to address some of the most pressing sustainability challenges within the industry. The initiative isn't just about advancing technology, it's about weaving it into the fabric of our daily shopping rituals. Think streamlined in-store experiences, seamless online interfaces, and efficient supply chains that please not just the discerning consumer, but also weave a net of benefits that catches all stakeholders in its grasp. When it comes to sustainability, W23 Global is not just dipping a toe in the water. This fund is diving in headfirst, targeting investments that will tackle everything from farm to household, reducing emissions, minimizing waste, innovating packaging, and enhancing product traceability are just the beginning. Furthermore, it's not solely about the environment. This is also about nurturing consumer health, espousing diversity in diet, and endorsing local sourcing. Overseeing this ambitious venture is Ingrid Mace, with her formidable 25-plus years in the grocery and consumer goods industry. As CEO and Chief Investment Officer, she brings to the role a deep understanding of how to bridge the gap between innovation and implementation. What does this mean for the future of grocery shopping? It means that change is on the horizon, and W23 wants to be the vessel steering toward it. Maison Solutions has made a definitive stride in its growth strategy with the acquisition of Lee Lee Oriental Supermart. This $22.2 million investment marks a pivotal expansion for the U.S.-based grocer known for its traditional Asian food offerings. With this acquisition, Maison Solutions President and CEO John Hsu anticipates the move to add approximately $70 million in annual revenue. By taking over Lee Lee International Supermarkets, Maison Solutions is doubling its size and planting its roots firmly in new territories. These new markets, specifically in the Greater Phoenix and Tucson metro areas of Arizona, are key lands of opportunity with substantial and growing Asian and ethnic populations. Such strategic acquisitions are reshaping the grocery industry as businesses like Maison Solutions adapt to changing demographics and consumer preferences, ensuring that they're not just selling food, but fostering communities and enriching shopping experiences. Illinois is stepping up to tackle a critical issue on food deserts. Governor Pritzker, along with Governor Juliana Stratton, have rolled out the New Stores in Food Deserts program as part of the Illinois Grocery Initiative. With this program, the Illinois government is offering grants that range from $160,000 to $2.4 million for supermarket operators ready to plant roots in areas identified as food deserts. However, it's not just financial aid that's being offered. There are conditions attached. Stores must garner less than 30% of their revenue from alcohol and tobacco sales, accept SNAP and Weiss benefits, and bring a variety of fresh food options into the community, catering to its diversity. Thank you for tuning in. We've discussed Amazon's ambitious plans for their grocery segment, Whole Foods' innovative small format stores, and the intriguing shopping habits of Gen Z. We also discussed the flat trends in online grocery sales, the groundbreaking W23 Global Venture Fund, Maison Solutions' strategic expansion, and Illinois' battle against food deserts. Join us next time as we shine the spotlight on fresh developments and stories that are shaping the future of grocery shopping. Until then, keep your carts rolling and your pantries full. This is Supermarket Spotlight signing off.